The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Simon Tierney is back with me. Simon, I often ask, what's that I hear rattling around in your shopping trolley? What's that I can smell in your shopping trolley? I've got to ask.
Swimming around the dark recesses of my trolley.
Sploshing around in your shopping trolley.
Well, let me put it to you this way, Kieran. There are listeners at home right now with the radio on in the background.
You can smell it through the radio.
Who are scraping the bottom of their freezers, getting ready to defrost their starter for Christmas Day.
Oh, ho.
Up and down the country, this is a classic starter on Christmas Day. It is prawn cocktail.
I love a prawn cocktail.
God, I do too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Any time of the year, not just Christmas. Love that now on a bit of Irish brown bread.
Oh, God, would you put it on bread?
Oh, God, I'd have that on brown bread, yeah.
I'd take it directly from the cocktail
straight
glass.
From the sea, you would take that. Just like a hand into the ocean.
And then just squeeze some ketchup and mayonnaise directly into my mouth.
Oh, so what have we got for us this week?
Okay, so we've got different forms of prawn cocktail. We've got the liquid form, which is the original.
Yes, this is it.
We've got, that's from Dunn's. It is coming in at €2.75.
How would you be serving that in your... So sometimes you see them, people will do them in a cocktail glass.
So the classic way to do it...
On a leaf of lettuce?
Yeah, so the classic way is to have shredded lettuce in the bottom of a wine glass. Or if you're fancy, one of those kind of 1920s champagne glasses. With the Mary Rose sauce and maybe a dash of Tabasco and a bit of alcohol, like brandy or vodka or something like that. But there are other ways to do it, which is to open a packet of Skips and put that into a wine glass on Christmas Day.
So that's our other
with
product.
A spoon.
Skips. From Tato, prawn cocktail flavour. 89 calories per pack.
Yeah, not bad. They are coming in for a six-pack, €2.50. They are by Tato, of course. And then Walkers, if you want a British prawn cocktail on Christmas Day, you can choose your Walkers.
I don't hold with British prawns. Coming over here.
Well, I'm going to come to the prawns.
Taking our prawns.
I'm going to come to the prawns as an ingredient in a second, because this is a controversial one. This is the most expensive at €3.29 for a six-pack.
So, I mean, there's pretty stark differences between some of these products, but talk me through the difference in detail.
We've got to deal with the elephant or the prawn in the room first, Kieran, is, are there any prawns in prawn cocktail crisps?
Oh, I assume there are, no?
They are a vegan-friendly product.
They are not.
Yeah, there is not a single prawn in a packet of Skips.
Complete artificial flavor.
Like, when I came to my research for today's slot, I thought what they did was that they dehydrated a prawn and then grated it into a packet of crisps. But no, that's not what they do. They recreate the flavour of prawns using plant-based ingredients. Are you upset?
Well, I just... no artificial flavours, no artificial colours, no added MSG. I mean, I would suggest... I know they can get away with saying no artificial flavours. They're not kind of chemically induced flavours.
Sure.
They're plant-based. But it's not artificial in the advertising sense, according to the Advertising Standards Authority of Ireland. But it's artificial in the English language sense. Yeah. That is a fake prawn flavour. It's not really prawn.
It does say prawn on the front, doesn't it?
It says under prawn cocktail flavour.
Yeah, but of course, when you put the word flavour at the end, it suggests that it might not be prawns. But I'm a little bit disappointed that there isn't real prawns in my packet of crisps.
And the same with the Walkers.
Equally with the Walkers.
Fake British prawns.
Fake British prawns. The other thing to note, and it took me a while to get my head around this, right, is if you go over to the UK, obviously Walkers is a British product, and they have Skips over in the UK as well, but they're not made by Tato. So Skips as a brand is licensed out to multiple brands.
So Tato just have the license here in Ireland.
Exactly. And in the UK, you can buy Skips and it has a similar package, but it's produced by KP over there. Like, and KP nuts.
Yeah, but does it taste the same ingredients?
Well, no, it's different. And the big difference is this. The one here in Ireland is made with maize, which is a fancy word for corn. So it's a kind of a corn flour that it's being made with. But over in the UK, it's made with tapioca. Have you ever heard of tapioca?
No.
Tapioca is the flour from the cassava plant, which is basically Brazil's answer to the spud. It's a kind of a Brazilian it looks a bit like a sweet potato. It's kind of a dark tuber. And that's what it's made with. But
is there no end to the cruelty the British would impose on the world?
There's no end to it. But to be fair, they both have this kind of melt in the mouth quality, which okay. I love about Skips. Like when I was taste testing these myself yesterday, I hadn't had Skips in years. And you just place it on the tip of your tongue and it just dissolves into your mouth area.
Let's do it. Right.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
It's melting?
I literally have it on the tip of my tongue.
Let it melt.
Oh.
Let it melt. Does it taste
kind
brawny?
Of fizzes. It does, but you know what? It's a hollow taste for me now. That I know no actual prawns were harmed in the making of this bag of crisps.
It's a vegan-friendly product.
Mm.
It's a funny one, Skips. It's a kind of a taste of my childhood for me. Is it kind of a slightly nostalgic flavour for you, Kieran?
It's a nice flavour. It's a lovely flavour.
Yeah, I mean, they're very dry at the same time. Like, you kind of need it with a can of rock shandy. Do you know what I mean?
They are, but half of the joy of Skips, maybe more than half, is not so much the flavour. It's the texture.
It's such a texture thing. And that's for me, that's where the Walkers falls down. Because
the Walkers is a box.
The Walkers
crisp,
is,
really.
It's kind of a ridged crisp. It's very crunchy and hard. And a kind of...
slightly sharper flavour.
Sharper, yeah. It's probably a stronger flavour. But I'm expecting a prawn-flavoured crisp to dissolve in my mouth. Does that make sense?
Yeah. This doesn't dissolve. This takes quite a bit of crunching. Got to get those molars working.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it's probably a bit prawnier.
Not as prawny as
Here
this.
Here we go.
So this is the traditional prawn cocktail. When did these become popular in Ireland?
So the prawn cocktail goes back to the 60s. And it was when people first started, entertaining
Delicious.
People at home. And prawn cocktail was the height of sophistication, the 60s through to the 80s.
Mm.
But it's really made a comeback in the last few years, possibly in a slightly ironic way. But at the same time, I was talking to people on the floor today here in News Talk HQ. And one person said, oh, wait now, prawn cocktail, is that the thing that you have for your starter on Christmas Day? So it is still a big part of, particularly in rural Ireland, I might suggest.
Yes.
Of having a prawn cocktail on Christmas Day. As
what are
a
the
starter.
Other classic Christmas Day starters?
Smoked salmon and brown bread would be.
I prefer that now as my kind of brunch on Christmas Day. I might have that mid-morning.
Yeah, with a, what's that drink? Is it a samosa or something where you have... Bucks Fizz, that's the one.
Yeah, with orange juice and champagne.
Indian food. Yeah. I don't know why I'm getting that. Bucks Fizz is the orange
mimosa
juice.
Mimosa is what you meant to say.
Samosas. Oh, Lord. An Indian Christmas. with a mimosa.
A cured ham and a bit of melon as well, maybe?
But like, to be honest, I mean, you're going to be hammed out of it at that rate. But to be fair, I would have bacon and sausage with my Christmas fry-up. So, you know, it's a kind of a hammy day.
I've eaten the whole tub of
You have
cocktail.
Literally gone through. Yeah. I should say, like, that's 50% crustaceans right there. 50% crustaceans. Yeah. The rest is Mary Rose sauce. Now, what's key here, and
no
I want to get...
prawns in this.
No fake prawns. But there is one thing that I do want to get across to the listeners, right? Inside that Dunn's product is a dash of brandy.
Oh, I see.
Which I think is a really nice touch. Very classic. Yeah. Jamie Oliver and James Martin of BBC BBC Saturday Saturday Brunch fame, they both put brandy in their prawn cocktail. Other people might put a dash of vodka or something like that. But, you know, if you want to celebrate the fact of the kind of the cocktail element to it, I think it's nice to put a dash of booze in there.
Where do these products come from? Well, we know our Walkers are fake British.
They
bonds.
Are British. The Skips is Tato, is made in Meath, and the Dunn's product is made in Mayo.
Oh, lovely.
Good seafood from Mayo.
Good Irish prawns consumed by me live on air. None of them left.
You did
Simon,
very well
my
there,
apologies.
To be fair. Very
delicious,
well.
Delicious. Can't wait for Christmas. Simon Tierney will be back with his shopping trolley, hopefully a little less pungent for the people who use the studio after me, same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.